It's springtime in the United States, and in what may be the least unexpected announcement of the year so far, Hillary Clinton has confirmed that she's running for the Democratic Party's nomination for the presidency.
I'm getting ready to do something, too. I'm running for president. Americans have fought their way back from tough economic times, but the deck is still stacked in favor of those at the top. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion.
In the way of American politics, Hillary Clinton has kicked off a year and seven long months of campaigning to get back into the White House, this time as president rather than first lady. One thing that won't be a problem for Hillary Clinton is name recognition. But will that be an asset or in some cases a hindrance? Professor Michael Wesley is director of the Coral Bell School of Asia-Pacific Affairs at the Australian National University. Tom Switzer is a research associate at the United States Studies Centre at the University of Sydney. I asked Tom Switzer first for his reaction to the announcement.
What was interesting was the way she did it. I mean, online, it's quite a novel way to kickstart a campaign, election campaign, although I think increasingly this will become the norm. And she's distinguishing herself from the campaign in 2008. Glitzy, big rallies, none of that. Steady as she goes, and now on to Iowa.
Michael Wesley, what do you think about the way she started off?
Look, I was really interested in the video that she did. I think she's had a lot of time to hone her message and hone her image. I think that her time as Secretary of State allowed her to put behind her a little bit the Clinton years, the Clinton presidency years. She developed quite a profile. We saw towards the end of her time as Secretary of State a series of internet memes come out about her as the cool global stateswoman. And I think the messages that I read into it were that she's going to, you know, really capitalise on this new image.
Several commentators have almost groaned on this announcement at the notion that the one thing that we're guaranteed over the next year and a bit is the old Clinton psychodrama. Has she got the drama question under control?
Well, that works both ways, Mark. On the one hand, it's a problem in the sense that it does reaffirm doubts about the level of trust she has with the American people. But on the other hand, people remember the 1990s, all things considered, as a period of boom. They were boom years in America. They were fat years. The longest economic expansion in American peacetime history. America was not really bogged down in overseas conflicts. So I think that if she plays on that, that'll work very well for her. The problem she has, of course, is that the Democrat Party in recent years has become more polarizing, like the Republican Party. It's moved further to the left. And so the grassroots of the Democratic Party are looking for a candidate who will talk their language of economic populism, bashing Wall Street, and she will be reluctant to do that, largely because she, like her husband, is a more or less a middle-of-the-road centrist Democrat.
Michael Wesley, is there anybody on the left of Hillary Clinton who's likely to emerge? And indeed, is there any candidate who's likely to emerge who's got any chance of beating her?
You can never say never, Mark. Of course, last time when Hillary Clinton announced, her poll numbers started to slide almost immediately. And of course, an almost unknown called Barack Obama cropped into the race. So you can never say never. But looking at those people who are touted as likely Democrat candidates, none of them have anywhere near the name recognition. None of them have anywhere near the fundraising potential of Hillary Clinton. People are already starting to estimate that her fundraising ability will be somewhere up in the $2.5 billion category. So
$2.5 billion, that puts the whole thing into perspective, doesn't it?
Indeed it does.
And the other intriguing thing too, Mark, is that in 2008, that presidential primary contest against Barack Obama was probably the most competitive open primary contest in recent American presidential history. This looks like it might be the least competitive open primary presidential contest.
Because Obama had been the star of the previous Democratic convention. He was 4 years a senator. He wasn't a complete unknown. At the moment, the people who could challenge Hillary Clinton are either unknowns or, in the case of Elizabeth Warren, who is on the left, seems pretty determined not to stand.
Yeah, at this stage, Elizabeth Warren says she won't run. But, of course, circumstances change. There is a draft Warren movement already up and running in many states across the union. And if Hillary makes some early stumbles, which, let's face it, in this business is possible, then there'll be more pressure on Warren to declare a hand.
Michael Wesley, the commentator Josh Marshall once wrote that the relationship between the Clintons and the press and the political class generally is codependent, toxic, and frankly ridiculous on both sides, with extreme self-protection and legalism on one hand and hyperbole, nonsense, and wolf-crying penalties on the other. Has anything changed?
Look, we're already seeing reactions to Hillary's announcement, Mark. We're seeing people like some of the Republican candidates respond. We're seeing, as Tom said before, quite a polarised response. Some people are delighted that she's running, but there is a lot of material on Twitter and on the internet saying, oh my God, here we go again. There's not only the email scandal, of course, there's also the matter of foreign donations to the Clinton Foundation. And what it does is to really play into this sort of narrative, this underlying narrative that Clintons are somehow shifty. They're always covering things up. They're always gaining things by sleight of hand. And you can bet that the Republicans will use that, and even some Democrats will use that against them.
And Tom Switzer, if Hillary Clinton, as seems likely, is the nominee, is there anybody on the Republican side who can beat her?
All the available public polling evidence makes it clear that Hillary Clinton towers over all her potential rivals, both Democrat and Republican. She has commanding leads, and this really has little precedent in recent presidential elections. It's quite remarkable. But again, circumstances can change, and I think the most likely candidate who would be in the best position to give Hillary a run for her money would be another Bush, Jeb Bush, the former governor of Florida. I say this because he's more mainstream conservative. He's not prepared to toe the Tea Party line on all the litmus tests of ideological issues. And crucially for Bush and the Republicans, he's one of the few high-profile Republicans these days who can tap into the Latino vote. He supports amnesty for a lot of Latino immigrants. That is anathema to a lot of the right-wing Republicans.
And Michael Wesley, some people are dreading a Clinton candidacy for the reasons we've been talking about. The idea of a Bush-Clinton candidacy must be striking fear into a lot of hearts.
That's right. Well, the American presidential race is the greatest show on earth, Mark.
Is it becoming so dynastic?
I guess because of things like name recognition. They are highly important. Of course, the ability in American presidential races to raise money is absolutely crucial. And people and families that have been in power before have those networks. They have those loyal followers. They have the name recognition as well.
And political dynasties go back generations. You think about the Adams family, the Roosevelt family, the Rockefeller family, the Kennedy family. Bush and Clintons, they're just part of the tribe.
Michael Wesley of the ANU and Tom Switzer of Sydney University.